You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Bharti Airtel and Tech Mahindra today announced a strategic partnership to jointly develop and market enterprise-grade digital solutions across 5G, private networks and cloud. Telecom operator Airtel has been undertaking 5G demonstrations and testing in India, while IT services major Tech Mahindra has developed 5G applications and platforms. According to a statement, Airtel and Tech Mahindra will co-develop and market 5G use cases in India. The two firms will set up a joint 5G innovation lab for developing Make in India use cases for the Indian and global markets. They will also bring to market customized enterprise-grade private networks, which will be at the core of the digital economy. In some more industry news, private equity firm Bain Capital today said it will acquire a 24.98% stake in IIFL Wealth Management Limited for ₹3,679 crore. BC Asia Investments Limited, a subsidiary of Bain Capital, has proposed to pick up a 2.2 crore stake held by General Atlantic Singapore Fund Pte Limited and FIH Mauritius Investments Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of Fairfax India Holdings Corporation, in IIFL Wealth Management Limited. A share purchase agreement was executed on March 30, 2022, with General Atlantic Singapore Fund and FIH Mauritius Investments. The transaction is subject to regulatory and other customary approvals. Moving on, Apple has announced a dedicated fund to help supplier employees enhance skill sets. The Cupertino-based tech giant's $50 million Supplier Employee Development Fund will allow Apple to offer educational tools with supplier partner companies, with programming initially available in China, the US, India, and Vietnam. Thousands of employees will benefit from the program in India. Apple will offer them leadership training for local supervisors, automation training to gain technical expertise for not just existing technology, but also future manufacturing requirements. The training will take place around the year and enable employees to add certified skills to their CVs and help advance their roles in the company's higher rungs. Next up, economy. India Ratings has trimmed its financial year 2023 economic growth forecast for India to 7 to 7.2% from 7.6% announced earlier, citing the adverse effect of high crude oil and commodity prices on domestic consumption in the wake of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. It has estimated if global crude oil prices remain elevated for 3 months, the domestic economy will likely grow 7.2%. However, if oil prices stay high for the next 6 months, economic growth will ease to 7% in FY23, it said, adding that in both the scenarios, there will be a half-cost pass-through into the Indian economy. On to some infra news. A real estate developer, G-Square, launched Tamil Nadu's first integrated smart city in Coimbatore, spread across 120.7 acres on Wednesday. It is first-of-its-kind project in India with over 150 world-class amenities, including a helipad and a 50,000-square-feet clubhouse. Coimbatore Smart City would help the firm promote projects and plots through its new project G-Square City, according to an IE report. Located along the Salem-Kochi Highway, which is popularly known as the Coimbatore Bypass, G-Square City shall be the first integrated smart city in the state of Tamil Nadu, encompassing as many as 1,663 villa plots, as well as 26 commercial plots spanning over 120.7 acres. In some big news for Formula One fans, Las Vegas Grand Prix will be a part of the 2023 racing calendar. This will bring the total number of Formula One race locations in the US to 3, the other two being Austin and Miami. Dates for the race have not been revealed yet, but F1 machines are expected to tear through the Vegas Strip sometime in November 2023. This new addition is sure to bring in even more fans and exposure to the sport. The 6.12 kilometer long street circuit will be a rather fast one. The racetrack is under construction right now and should be ready for some action next year. It is going to be one of the most glamorous locations in the Formula One calendar, as the street circuit will border a lot of famous and iconic sites of Las Vegas. And finally, let's hear how the stock market performed today. BSE Sensex and Nifty 50 ended in the red after a volatile trade on the last monthly F&O expiry of the financial year 21-22. Sensex ended 115 points or 0.20% lower at 58,568, while Nifty 50 closed at 17,464. Index heavyweights such as Hindustan Unilever Limited, Axis Bank, Bharti Airtel, Mahindra & Mahindra and ITC capped the losses in BSE Sensex, while the top draggers were Reliance Industries, Infosys, HDFC Bank, Wipro and Kotak Mahindra, among others. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.